the wind and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Buy all of your guns and butts and explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born, born to be wild. We can climb so high, I never wanna die. Good morning, and welcome to WAPG 89.9. I am Pete Santiello, not Jeff, for Lying Around Connecticut. I am your host, and I've got Steve Daigle from the Terryville Lions Club. And the reason he had Born to be Wild is because there's a motorcycle fundraiser coming up. He can give us a little bit more information about it in a minute or two. And also, the Hartford Evenings Lion Club has their first annual motorcycle poker run on June 10th. Their start time is at 10 a.m. at New Britain High School, 110 Mill Street. Proceeds will benefit the Lions Low Vision Center and Hartford Evening Lions Club sponsorship. And then they return back to New Britain High School at 2 p.m. for food and entertainment. Prizes will be awarded for best, worst, hand, and oldest and youngest rider. For more information, contact Lillian Lugo, event chairperson, at lillian.lugo@yahoo.com. And Steve, welcome to our show. I'd like you to tell everybody a little bit about yourself and start out right with the motorcycle fundraiser, too.
Hey, good morning. Good to be here. Yeah, I've been a Terryville Lion for about 16 years now, and I'm happy to come here this morning and talk about our exciting event at the Terryville Fairgrounds on Sunday, June 3rd, the 4th annual Terryville Bike Swap and Car Show. At the Terryville Fairgrounds, sponsored, of course, by the Terryville Lions, Heyman Law, and Connecticut Cruise News. If you have bike parts to sell, car parts, anything you have, any kind of stuff hanging around your house, cluttering it up, good place to come and get a spot and sell off all those parts. Looks to be a great day, hopefully. And we also have a car show and a bike show, with 10 or 12 classes in each of the motorcycles and the cars. For more information, you can check out our website at info@bikeswap.terryvillelions.org. Also, visit us at www.terryvillelions.org.
and it's going to benefit all of our Lions charities that we donate to, such as Children's Eyeglasses, Fidelco Guide Dogs, the Lions Low Vision Centers, and so on. Our monies go to all of those. We don't keep any money. Anything raised helps out everybody in the community, our local community. So this is a great way for you to help out by coming to our event and joining us that day, Sunday, June 3rd, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Wonderful. It's fun. Do you usually get a lot of people out for this?
Yeah. Over the years, we've been steadily increasing the attendance at the event. We're hoping this year is going to be our biggest year yet. As Terryville had a swap meet back in the day, and it was huge. And we're hoping to get it back to that same status. So people out there cruising around for the day, come on up to the fairgrounds. Check out the swap vendors and so on.
And where are the fairgrounds located in case they can't find it? Is there a sign that they got to look? They can look for?
Yes, if easily accessible off of Route 8 or 84 coming up Route 6. And we are straight ahead from Chute Gates as you come down Route 6 from either direction. Once you hit Chute Gates, you're going to take either left or right up Town Hill Road, top of the hill.
Oh, right at that stoplight over there, right?
That's correct.
Okay, good. And then there's like, is it like one of those green signs, I think, that says Fairgrounds?
Yeah, or
like
one of those Route 8, there's
that you used to see in that town, how many miles and that kind of thing, one of those?
That's correct.
All right, good. Also, I want to talk a little bit. We're going to get back to Steve in a moment. The Hartford Diversity Lions Club presents Lions for Lorenzo benefit dinner and dance May 25th, 2012 at Casamia at Mark Carmel, which is 30 Old Robert Street, East Hartford, Connecticut. That's at 7 p.m. For more information, you can contact Ruby Barba, who is president of the Hartford Diversity Lions Club, and her number is 860-836-2596. That's 860-836-2596. That's Ruby Barba, president of the Hartford Diversity Lions Club. I'm just going to read this to give you guys a little bit of background on Lorenzo. Lorenzo was born on June 23rd, 2001. He was a beautiful baby boy with brown hair and bright eyes. His smile warmed our hearts. At about 6 months of age, his family realized that he was not meeting critical developmental milestones as expected. As a family, we began a long journey that has included a variety of developmental assessments and screenings. By the time he turned 1 year old, he was receiving physical, occupational, and speech therapy through the Birth to Three program for a total of 3 hours a week. Because of the limited weekly therapy available to him, Lorenzo showed little improvement. At 1 year of age, Lorenzo had no head control. He was unable to sit by himself, roll over, crawl, or move about independently in any fashion. Furthermore, we saw that though he was clearly able to understand those around him, he was unable to express his needs verbally or talk. He was and continues to be exceptionally dependent on others for his every need. In the early years, Lorenzo's family quickly realized that in order for Lorenzo's needs to be addressed, they had to become strong advocates for him in the medical and developmental treatment arenas. This began another level of Lorenzo's journey, as they saw additional specialized medical treatment and services in the United States, such as at Johns Hopkins, NYU, and Yale, as well as in the countries of Canada, Peru, and Cuba. Despite extensive efforts, the specialists have not been able to accurately diagnose Lorenzo's condition. However, therapy must remain an essential part of Lorenzo's daily life in order to prevent further deterioration in his physical and emotional development. For many years, their finished basement became Lorenzo's therapy room. Beginning in 2011, Lorenzo's health started to deteriorate. In August, he underwent G-tube surgery and now requires its assistance to correct the failure to thrive with normal feeding. In December, due to his advanced scoliosis and low muscle tone, his right lung collapsed. He was admitted to Connecticut Children's Medical Center for a week to restore lung function. Lorenzo continues to have significant respiratory problems. A surgery is critical to correct the severe curvature in Lorenzo's spine. This will relieve compression on his lung. Before the operation can take place, Lorenzo needs to gain weight and allow time for his collapsed lung to heal properly. At this point, Lorenzo's surgery is scheduled for early spring this year. Lorenzo is now a fourth grader at the Oak Hill School in New Hartford with the assistance of iGaze computers. He effectively communicates in the school, sitting, and can demonstrate his exceptional cognitive strengths and abilities. Science and Spanish are his favorite subjects, in which he actively participates and excels. As a matter of fact, Lorenzo was awarded Student of the Year in 2010. Furthermore, Lorenzo can move independently around his school effectively with the use of his power chair. At home, Lorenzo is restricted on his movement because of the house layout. He has reached a point that in order to gain independence at home, a ramp must be installed and extensive internal renovations are needed. For example, Lorenzo's bedroom must be moved to the first floor, as well as a complete handicap bathroom and automatic lift system being a necessity. Additionally, due to the upcoming surgery, Lorenzo will no longer be able to travel in his current car seat in a typical family vehicle. He will require a handicap vehicle which accommodates upright travel in his power wheelchair. They are on an unknown journey with Lorenzo, a journey which has been more difficult than that family could ever imagine. Lorenzo has been a true blessing and teaches everyone more about life, humanity, and love every day. After reading Lorenzo's story, if you feel the deep love and caring for this beautiful child, though his physical disabilities are evident, his spirit shines through and touches everyone he meets. The challenges to care for Lorenzo have grown dramatically. They greatly appreciate any donation to help Lorenzo and his family. However, when looking to the leaders in their community, the Hartford Diversity Lions Club stepped up to the plate, and their goal is to raise $150,000 for that family to go towards the home renovations. And part of that way they're going to reach it is on the benefit dinner dance on May 25th, 2012 at Casamia's at Mark Carmel. I've been there. It's a very good restaurant. I've been there for other functions, and it's very nice. So for more information, you can contact either Ruby Barber with the number I just given you, and that's Ruby Barber, 860-836-2596, or Mike Soto, director of the Jeff Soto, director Hartford Diversity Lions Club, and his number is 860-622-8080, or you can email jeffsoto1@gmail.com. That's jeffsoto1@gmail.com. And it's the Lions in that community have gathered around that family and really, really support them, because that's what we do as Lions. We serve our community wholeheartedly, and we like to make a difference one person at a time, and Hartford Diversity Lions Club has chosen to make a difference in Lorenzo's life and their family's life. So even if you can't make that, please contact those people, and if you want to donate some money, there's a fund set up for them and everything, and that can go towards helping them out. And now I'm gonna play a song for you. It's by the Redstone Ridge Bluegrass Band, who'll be playing at the Terryville Fair, which Steve will be talking about after we're done playing the song. And the song is called "You're Everything."